Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, right here in... Okay, it's Memorial Day. We started, you know, we were up late last night. So Linda's not here, but Ted Lighty is. So it's the 30th. It's Memorial Day, the 30th of May, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. And today is Memorial Day. And I brought another veteran, to talk a little bit about that. So, you know, sometimes things, I've got, first of all, Ted's back, finally, and he has got a great, do you mind telling that story?
I hope you don't mind telling it later.
Okay, well, not right now.
We may have to call Perry.
No, well, we may have to.
We may have to call Perry and get the full meal deal on it, yeah.
Because it was the look on his face. You were sitting there looking, amused. And
oh, yeah.
Perry didn't look amused at all. So that's where we're going to on this.
But
what is Memorial Day? Memorial Day, for people that, you know, oh, it's a day to go out and have hamburgers and we get a day off from work and trash doesn't get taken up. It was originally known as Decoration Day. And it's in honor of, for those... Excuse me, U.S. military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And it is the last Monday of May and is formally observed on May 30th. It was till 1970. Today, people like Preston Sharp, young Preston Sharp, puts flags on every gravestone out at Idaho in Ono.
Love me some Preston Sharp.
And I tell you what, not only there, but other places.
All over.
He's gone to something like 43 states or something, and he's trying to get to the rest of them. It's kind of like you, and you're going, you know, you were driven. So, it'd be great to see if he could make the plans, and then wouldn't it be something if Redding got together and sent him to those other states.
I think that would be fantastic. Yeah. Well, he's been in a lot of other states already.
He's been to the White House several times. He was at the State of the Union speech that one time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I said,
President
what's
Trump.
Melania look like? He goes, she's just beautiful. That's what he said. She's beautiful. And she was real nice to him.
Well, I'm sure she was. I mean, I'm sure she was. Why would you not be?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. In days when most of the news cycle is pelted with things, with negative that we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
You get a story like Preston Sharp, I want to hear that all day.
I could do that. That's
right. I think our hometown, KCNR, not KCNR, but Channel 7 KCNR, they try to do some of that stuff. You know, as much as possible, too. So I always appreciate that, especially now.
I appreciate Mike Mangus.
In the news cycle. I like Mike Mangus a lot.
I tell you what, Mike Mangus is a great guy.
Yeah,
and
there's no question.
One day he said on the show, my friend Carl Bott. And when he said that, my ears wiggled. I mean, you know, when Mike Mangus says you are a good guy, or you're his friend, you go, well, Mike Mangus, the deacon.
The deacon.
Yeah, it kind of like wipes off. You know, half the things I've ever done in my life that were not so cool.
He really said that?
He said it on the air. I kept it.
Were you, was it in the studio or?
No, he said it on the news.
On the news.
On the news, he said it.
Oh, man, you're his friend. You made it to the top, brother.
I made it to the top.
That's a long way, too, man.
You know, there's other people, if they said if I was a good guy.
Oh, whatever.
I'd go, okay, thanks. Yeah.
Carl, you're a good guy.
Well, that's
how's that feel?
With you. With you.
Yeah, but not as impactful as with Mike Mangus,
not
right?
Like Mike Mangus.
Mike Mangus,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I can't believe that.
You and I have, you know, fought together. I mean, all these things. And I die for you, and you die for me.
Absolutely.
But Mike Mangus saying you're a good guy on the air.
Woo! Yeah,
okay.
You did keep it, huh? You kept
it.
I want to see it.
Okay. We can, next time you come over.
We'll have to, we can make an event out of it.
Slapshot. The movie Slapshot.
No, not Slapshot. Mm-mm.
Which one?
I've seen Slapshot. What's the other one? Goon.
Goon. When you see Goon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come over to see Goon. We'll play that first. And maybe halfway through. Who knows? Maybe two or three times. All right. Now, going back to Memorial Day. Where were you on Man Up? I needed you.
Carl, okay. I am so sorry about Man Up. I told you I'm making it. Man Up is our project, and it is going so well. And I could not believe that I was in Sacramento teaching those NRA instructors during Man Up. I thought about calling in, but last time I tried to call in, it was bad.
Well, you were in Mexico in a grass hut.
Yeah, true.
I mean, Sacramento does have phones. As it is.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, many cities and people have claimed to have first celebrated the event in 1868, but it looks like General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic called it Decoration Day, and which was widely celebrated. Then by 1890, every northern state had adopted a holiday. Now, the two other days celebrate those who have served in U.S. military, of course, Armed Forces Day, which is just on May 21st, and an unofficial U.S. holiday for honoring currently serving armed forces, and Veterans Day, November 11th. So this has been around a long time, and here's something that is sad. Let me tell you something sad. Not to the fact that people died for their country, but the fact that our California Veterans Cemetery does not have a ceremony today because Sacramento did not give them permission.
I was wondering about
that's
that.
That's what's going on.
I was
they
wondering
asked
if, we,
for permission
if that's what we were going to do after the show today.
No. At 11 o'clock today at the Grove down there at the Civic,
right.
they have a ceremony there. It's going to last about an hour. I think there's a lunch afterwards. Anderson has their annual one. And so there may be another one someplace else, too. We're going to check on that. Maybe Pat can – hey, Pat, maybe you can check on that. See if there's – can you hear me, Pat? Check and see if there's any other Memorial Day things going on. I know there is at the Grove and one at Anderson. There may be another one going on. But why there's not one going up at our Veterans Cemetery is sad. Just sad. You know, and I talk to people about it, and it's not because they don't want to do it. It's Sacramento again.
But I don't understand it. So Sacramento has to give them permission.
Yeah, because of COVID, you know, and all that, you know, they cut out all those things. But you know what? It's outside. And we do finally have a new director up there. Our last one died of COVID. So I'm not laughing about that, but
I get it. COVID.
Of all things, COVID
almost killed us all.
And you had it. You were in the hospital for
right,
days.
Right, yeah.
Big strong guy like you. Yeah. Good thing you had friends.
It's a good thing I have a lot of friends because you know.
Well, it took 12 of us to carry you down there because you didn't want to go.
No.
No, you're fighting it.
Mm-hmm. So. I didn't want to go. I'm not going to the hospital. The ducks were on that day.
Well,
I wanted to watch it on my own TV, not that little tiny TV in the hospital.
As soon as Lisa saw your oxygen level, that was it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you were still conscious.
But you know, it's the best thing that happened because I had labored with it for 12 days. Or
I know.
Long.
I know. Well, you already been in the hospital once, and they said, you're okay.
Right. So I remember before the ambulance did come and get me that I do remember thinking I want to watch the ducks on my own TV, but the hospital's the best thing because like in 3 or 4 days I was done. So, I mean, I was not done, but I was I was on the road to recovery for sure.
If you had not been,
you'd
already taught two CCW classes. In the hospital from the bed, right?
I zoomed them.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of CCW classes, man, we have a good one coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. We're back to Sportsman's Warehouse, and because you know we had to leave because of COVID, but we are back to teaching in the store with the managers and the associates and the guns and everything else we need to put on a really 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 good class. And so I'm excited about this weekend. I got a Zoom class for renewal on Friday night. That I'll teach, and then Saturday morning I'll begin down there.
If for anybody who wants to get the renewal class and have me out there, because I'm teaching this weekend.
Yes, you are.
Along with Ted. And so I'll be out there Sunday teaching renewals.
It's going to be great.
So you can just, you know what, if you need a renewal, hop in, and we'll have a good time this weekend.
Yeah.
Some shooting.
I've missed it. For those of you who don't know, I've been on a lifetime.
No. I'm going to talk about this as soon as we come back from this.
Oh, okay.
Because
this
portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Sleep Number.
Oh, okay. It's happening.
Now, Sleep Number, you know, I talk about Sleep Number, and people listen, and so something happened yesterday that I got a phone call from a really good friend and said, we're down at the Sleep Number store.
It's happening.
And then when we went down there just on our way to the movies to see, by the way, Top Gun Maverick, yes, it's worth the money. Yes, go to it. We pulled in there, and who else was there? Was Katie Cundy,
yep,
who used to have a show on this station, and she was in there buying a Sleep Number. Now,
and her husband Chris plays hockey with me.
That's right.
Now, I saw him in there.
Who, and then you and Lisa were in there buying a Sleep Number bed.
Yes, I told you. I told you. We've been hosting together for many, many years. I said, one of these days, I'm going to go get a Sleep Number bed.
And you say it every time I read the Sleep Number spot.
I have Sleep Number envy.
As you should, but not any longer because you got a bed just like ours.
July 1st.
July 1st.
It gets delivered to July 1st. Yeah, we're excited.
July 1st. Yeah. Now, you know, I can talk about Sleep Number, but people go, well, yeah, but you're, you know, they pay to advertise. Well, we wouldn't say good things about Sleep Number if it wasn't any good. We don't take every live read that comes in here and say, oh, we'd like you to do a live read, when I know that, nah, I don't want to do a live read for them because I've heard too much stuff. I know it's not the best business decision, but it's Carl and Linda talking about something, and we believe
you're giving
in
a recommendation.
What we say. Yeah,
it's a recommendation.
It's a recommendation from Carl and Linda.
Right.
Well, Sleep Number, you know, it promises you things, and it works. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before, and don't miss the Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. You can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,999, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base and special financing. That ends today, only at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. And when you get your bed, you'll realize that you can adjust it up and down, and you will probably for the first 30 days. My Sleep Number setting now is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 30. And she was very happy with that, I could tell.
I am excited.
Well,
I'm excited to find out what. I think mine was 40 or 45. Yeah, 40 or 45.
Because they lay down in the bed and all that. Okay, we got to take a break here.
I want to talk about it some more, though.
Okay, my sister and brother-in-law got one. My daughter and son-in-law got one. Stephanie Bridget has one. I don't know. Okay, that's not a reason to vote or not vote, but she does. She has one.
Yeah.
You know, because she said it one day. She goes, oh, you know, we have one. We have a Sleep Number, and the kids have it, too.
Carl, you're a movement leader.
Oh.
You're a movement leader.
What? Sleep Number has been with us like 8 years now. Eight years. And that's a national brand. National brands staying someplace don't do it unless there's beds being sold.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. Is that paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom District 5 Supervisor? Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott this morning. Nope, it's not Man Up. It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day show.
And my Ponyo came in here for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and with one stop get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle and take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. Now, Ted and I are in here, and something was happening outside, and it wasn't street people wandering by. And with us, we have
Tracy
and Krista.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what are you two doing outside?
Well, every holiday that we have in the United States, the Boy Scout Troop 37, sponsored by the Reading Elks, sets up the American flags down Market Street and Tehama Street so that everybody in Reading can celebrate.
There you go.
I love it. I love it so much.
I knew it was the Boy Scouts, but I didn't know they were sponsored by the Reading Elks Club. So when did you get into this, Krista?
Oh, let's see. We've been a part of the Boy Scout troop for 3 years now, coming over from Cub Scouts. So we transferred a couple years ago.
Okay. And what about you, Tracy?
My son started in first grade as a Cub Scout, and we transferred over to the Reading Elks when he was in fifth grade as an Arrow of Light.
Uh-huh.
And now we are in our sixth year
of doing this,
of doing Boy Scouts. It's amazing watching them grow up from eager little kids to young men celebrating in our community.
Was that your son out there that... Yeah. So he's how old is he?
He is 16.
Good for him, man. They were out there fighting with one of them plugs on the sidewalk when I went out there, and it just happened to be next to my truck. I'm thinking, what are them people doing over there by my pickup? You're right. So I went over there. There they were, sticking flags in the cement. I'm like, hey, I like this a lot. I like this a lot. So good for him. We were just talking about another young man in town, Preston Sharp, who does that kind of stuff. And so, I just want to thank you both for providing leadership to our youth and our community. I mean, that's a big deal. And really kind of the cure to a lot of what we have going on these days is that type of leadership, is that type of mentorship and counseling as they go through their teen years. Because teen years are tough, you know.
I mean, especially the, showing respect for the flag.
Absolutely.
And 100%. And for the other things that happened, but Memorial Day in honor of those who fell in defense of our country. Now you go from Cub Scouts. What's We Belows?
We Be Loyal Scouts.
Is that what We Belows is?
That's what We Belows stands for. We Be Loyal Scouts.
We Be Loyal Scouts. My kind of saying.
Is that an age group? Aren't We Belows really young?
I was a We Below for a while. Mm-hmm. And because we started Cub Scouts and went into Boy Scouts. It kind of ended for me, but Eagle Scouts. Can you talk a little bit about Eagle Scouts?
We have four boys right now that are in process of getting their Eagle. It's a rank, so they've gone through Scout, Second Class, First Class, Star, Life, and Eagle. And so this is a project that culminates a minimum of 2.5 years of service to their community, mm-hmm. to their troop, to younger boys, mentoring, as well as all the things that they need to learn. And right now we have a project helping the turtle rescue, and we just finished up a thing for the fire department at Mad River, mm-hmm. and for the Air Command, I think, for... Air Patrol or Reading.
Now I know that y'all built an area out behind the where the women stay at the Good News Rescue Mission, mm-hmm. and that was I want to say that was Luke Verhoek, but I'm not sure if that was Luke. Somebody did that, and then there are benches, benches mm-hmm. for things that y'all have put up. And it is. It's something that it takes, like, I didn't realize it took 2.5 years to do it, but they're in there for service for our community.
And those are Eagle Scout projects, right?
And now here's the other thing. Look at people who have done very well in their careers and their lives. And presidents, astronauts, you'll see a lot of them have been Eagle Scouts at one time.
Yeah, Eagle Scouts and Gold Award are two very high awards that that youth can earn that will give them a leg up in life. And so
it does.
Even in the Army, we promote Eagle Scouts before they come in. I think the Marines do also.
Could be.
Yeah, I think they go from E1 to E2 or something like that before they ever go to basic training. Yeah, when they graduate from boot camp. So
Tracy and Krista. Thank you so much for taking some time. I know you're probably on a
time crunch.
We just drugged you in here.
Yeah,
now,
I'm sure that's
Tracy,
against the
you're
law
also
somehow.
You're also involved in Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
So it's thank you for what you two do. I mean, you two have a huge impact on young people. So Yeah.
Parents that bring them their kids to these organizations, I think, are unsung heroes, because it is a bit to take all this out of your all this time out of your schedule to get your kids to these activities. And so the parents that bring their kids are really the heroes too.
I believe, you know what, you're absolutely right, because they want structure and good structure in their lives and to learn things. I mean, now, do y'all still go to the big jamborees? Do they still have those?
They do still have those.
Okay.
Our troop hasn't raised enough money to be able to do that.
Oh, we got to do a fundraiser. Get you down to that.
Yeah.
Now, see, I went to a jamboree once. Not one of the huge ones, but it was pretty big. It was like statewide.
And COVID's impacted Scouts a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of
because
course.
Because we've lost, we don't have very many people coming into Boy Scouts because Cub Scouts kind of dwindled. So our troop is dwindling, so we don't have fresh young blood coming in right now.
Right. Well, we need that. We need, and if you're interested in getting your children into scouting, and so who do they call?
They can go to, they can go online, northernrivers.org, and it says sign me up for scouts.
Northernrivers.org.
That is our district.
Okay.
Northern Rivers District.
And that's either Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts or... Okay, what about Girl Scouts?
That's Girl Scouts of Northern California.org.
Okay.
And there's a join now button. You can just Google Boy Scouts and Google Girl Scouts, and it will direct you to the right link.
Well, northernrivers.org is a good one up here. Yeah, for the Scouts, Boy Scouts. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking some of your time and sharing with us what you do. And take a card before you leave, because you, you're always welcome here when you have Girl Scout things going on or Boy Scout things going on. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
right on, you
Tracy,
too.
For what you do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier, a local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV, and he's been doing it for over 30 years. Doug Tooley, it's a veteran-owned business, is the man to go to. Great guy, great family. Like I said, a veteran-owned business, and when you want something that works, and we've had Dish for many years now, and it's because of Doug Tooley, and never have a problem with it. And Doug is the one that fixed the satellite right up here on top of our building. That some company wanted to charge me $2,000 to adjust the satellite and to get, you know, when they moved the satellite, moved the shows from one satellite to the other. Doug came up and he literally took out a compass and he moved it like an inch. And this is a big Dish. Moved it like an inch. And it worked. And I think he charged me $40, if that. So Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, great people. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug at 241-3474. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscanta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back, 3-5 Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years Cornerstone's been here. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, local people running it. Since the day they've opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. We do business with Cornerstone. Why? Because it's a great place to do business with. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, Nick's on the phone. Good morning, Nick.
Thanks
thanks for getting me on. I've got a couple of things, and they're kind of lengthy. I want to talk to you about.
Well, I just keep them short because this is, you know, I've got things to talk about today.
Okay, well, I want to talk about the mass shootings. This is the headline. There have been 13 mass school shootings since 1966, not 27 this year.
Okay.
And this is reported by NPR.
Okay.
The thing is, they are counting shootings that maybe happened between two students in a parking lot. Many of the 26 previous shootings involved disputes between students in parking lots, athletic events. All of them resulted in one or zero deaths. The metric they used to say there's only 13 since 1966, there had to be four people killed to be considered a mass shooting. Now, where I want to go with this is I've got my bleeding heart progressive cousin who's 10 years older than me, and she's just adamant that we need to take assault weapons off the street and out of the hands of citizens. They're just made to kill people. And my position was, I don't know about the calibers of the assault-looking weapons that they used, but there's no difference between an assault weapon and my .22 semi-automatic other than their appearance. What do you think about that?
Well, I think assault weapon is an arbitrary definition.
I think they're just making them sound ugly because they don't like them, and they're easy to pick on, because you're exactly right.
Because
Hank,
they look dangerous. And the other thing, AR, everybody goes AR, you know, oh, it's an assault weapon. No, AR stands for Armalite Rifle.
It's a brand.
It's a brand name that people go, oh, it's an assault rifle. And I will tell you, there are probably a minuscule of real assault rifles out there. An assault rifle, by definition, shoots automatically. You know, it has automatic fire, and all the sporting rifles and those scary looking guns are all semi.
Yeah, and the bottom line is they would do it with any gun. I mean, really, any gun. You make those assault rifles, by definition in California or wherever, illegal, and they'll just pick a different gun and go. I mean, the assault, it just so happens that style of rifle is probably the most popular style of rifle in America today. It shoots well. It shoots straight. It's inexpensive. There's a lot going for it. So,
what do you need this to shoot, to hunt deer for? Because it'll kill deer.
Right,
People
hunt with them all over.
Yeah,
I've hunted with them.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with hey, look, here's the thing. When you watch a news story, at least one a week, where a felon is caught with a gun in Reading, you don't have a gun problem. You have a justice system problem. They are not interested in your justice system. Otherwise, they wouldn't get within 10 miles of a gun. But they're all carrying guns. Well, they're carrying guns because they're criminals. Okay, so don't talk to me about new laws until you decide to enforce the old ones.
There you go.
That's the way I look at it.
Laws. We have Perry Cremains with us, too. He rolled in because there's a story that I want everybody to hear with Ted and Perry that since it turned out okay, I was rolling on the floor.
A story.
What's your second question, Nick?
We don't have time for that.
Maybe we do. Go on. Let's hear it, because that was a good question.
Yeah, I like that question.
Yeah.
Well, my point with that was when they take assault rifles, they're going to say, well, they should have gone after semi-automatics, and they're going to go after them. The second thing I've got is where I live here, 100 yards behind me, a homeless person, a gal has moved in, built her a little hut, and she has started screaming every night about midnight, and she goes on sometimes till noon the next day. So I'm surrounded by five people. Four of them are liberals. And I started talking to the liberals, and I said that I went over and I talked to this gal, and she is not crazy. She said at midnight she keeps having this reoccurring dream that she voted for Joe Biden. And, you know, I couldn't get one of those.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick. Hey. Okay.
You know, and something nobody mentioned that
goodbye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
Yeah. Nick, what you did, you mentioned assault weapons or weapons, period, were designed to kill people. Weapons are not designed to kill people. Weapons are designed to defend ourselves of people with like weapons.
Right, true.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, how many cases each year And there are over a million from, I've read this in several different publications, where the gun isn't used, but it prevents somebody from being injured because they have the gun there. They can chase somebody, one, out of their house or away from them when they're coming to assault them or to with a knife. And because they had a firearm, it saved their lives, but you don't hear about it because they don't shoot. And they, and police, most places don't keep, even keep records of it. We tell people in our classes, you ever pull your firearm to defend your life and the person leaves, because in most cases they will, you call the police right then, get them there, tell them what happened. Because if you don't, the bad guy with his free phone that he gets there on the corner of Pine and right in front of Safeway, he's going to call and say, oh, somebody pointed a gun at me.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now you got the police coming in saying there's somebody out here pointing guns at people.
So you need to make a phone call. But the bottom line is, I would speculate this, Carl, and I think everyone here would agree that it's true. The firearm, an undischarged firearm, has changed more minds and protected more people than a discharged firearm ever will.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's just a good mind changer. You know, law enforcement uses it to their advantage. That firearm is large, black, and on their hip. They got a firearm and a badge. When they show up, everybody's mind changes, right?
Yeah.
So when a firearm shows up, the mind, minds change, right? Yeah. Minds change. Yeah, and crazy people, it will not change their mind because, you know, they think they're invisible. So, you know, you can't shoot them anyway because you can't see them. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what the firearm is for. But you know, as far as trying to lump everyone together with gun control, I'm going to tell you, we have a lot of gun control in California. As us, this state, and New York are two of the most, and Chicago, and Illinois are two of three of the most, you know, restricted states as far as gun control goes. And I think they're probably in the top five in shootings.
Well, Chicago, Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Dallas, those, if you take away like five towns, our numbers of people shot and injured with firearms would drop us into the middle of the pack of the rest of the world.
Oh, maybe even the bottom.
If it wasn't for these like five cities. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And Jeff Wurst, who runs this, is thoroughly the man to go to if you have a small chip in your windshield or crack over 2 feet in length. In fact, Jeff, here's your warning order. Linda's coming down tomorrow. We were driving on the freeway yesterday, and we got a significant chip on her windshield. And so she's coming down tomorrow to make sure it doesn't get any worse. Jeff can fix them, and you can't even see it. Now, this is how good he is. And for a free inspection or analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. So Linda's going to run down there tomorrow morning. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. I'll be right back with Ted Leidy and Perry Crement.
Violent crime right
California under siege.
Are gang related?
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
Dad shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires, and I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Memorial Day. Two ceremonies, one down at the Civic at 11 o'clock and another one in Anderson. I'm not sure what the one when that is, but we're going to find out. The one at the Civic's at 11, and it's going to be a ceremony, and then I believe it's even lunch afterwards. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite is the guy that can make magic happen in your house with granite, marble, slate, tile. That's right. You go in and talk to him for a free consultation, and tell him what you're thinking of, and he'll lay it out for you, and then he'll come in and make it absolutely fabulous. He is really, really good at what he does. We've used him in our house. I believe Ted. I know that we've used him in our house, and it was just outstanding. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com.
He just did our bathroom counter.
Well, that's what I thought.
That was fantastic.
But I couldn't see your eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I was making a post about our friends at the Boy Scouts who were playing the flags, and we found them outside and accosted them and brought them in and put them on the radio.
Now, we've only got like 5 minutes left, and I'm only going to give you the highlights of this because she is going to be on our show as soon as I can get her in here. We were at the Shack.
Right.
And by the way, the Shack used to be, you have to be a member to go there and eat. Well, they've changed that, so now it's open to everybody. But you could still be a member, and then they've got different things. We'll have them on sometime to talk about it. She's the one who was attacked by the cougar, the mountain lion, about, 10 days ago, and up there in Trinity County. And she told us the story and how her dog turns and gets into the fight and everything that happens. That's all I'm going to tell you about it because what a story. You won't believe it, but it's true what happened in that incident. And so we're going to try and get her on as soon as possible to talk about being attacked by a mountain lion and what her Belgian
Malinois,
the one you see in the John Wick movies and the ones that are being used by our police, And Navy SEALs and Delta and all that out there is their war dogs. Of course, this isn't a war dog. It's just a family dog. But I tell you what, when we're going to have her on, like I said, very soon, and you're going to hear the story, it's just unbelievable. I was enthralled by what happened, of the courage of her and other people. It's crazy when you hear about this. But, okay, Perry and Ted have been on this quest of a lifetime. And this is the Worldwide Grand Slam?
World Slam.
The World Slam. And what is that?
Well, basically, it's a...
Just give us the highlights because we're going to talk about it on the highlights in the next hour.
There's six turkey species. Oscillated, Osceola, Eastern, Merriam's, Rio, Gould's.
Yep.
And our quest was to harvest one of each of these species in one single spring season.
Okay. And this is extremely difficult. It hasn't been done very often.
Well, it is a quest for sure. You better plan it and plan on being gone. It was a 10-week journey for Ted and I. And I hate even using that word journey because it's so misused nowadays.
But it's true.
Yeah.
I mean.
But in 10 weeks, six different turkeys.
And we're going to talk more about that in the next hour because that leads into an incident that you all had that I was like, whoa. And then because you two got through to the other end of it, it was kind of.
Definitely life-changing.
They had a life-changing incident, and we're going to talk about that at 8:05 when we come back because we just don't have time now. Other things that are going on here in town with all the what can I say? It's weird stuff going on in the world right now. And here in Reading, I know what I want to talk about. Nancy Pelosi. This isn't about Nancy, though.
Thank goodness.
Nancy was given the commencement address at some university that was obviously couldn't find anybody else. And her husband, this very rich guy who gets all these contracts from the United States government, which should be illegal in my opinion, but got arrested for DUI.
No.
In Napa Valley.
You are lying to me.
I would never lie to you. I don't lie. Huh? Over the weekend.
Oh, that
in
is
Napa
horrible.
In Napa Valley, he gets arrested for DUI.
You know, it might be time for her to finally just go.
Do you know who I am? Yeah, you're the guy I just arrested for DUI.
Is that what
I don't know. But if I was the policeman, I'd go, do you know who I am? Yeah, you're the guy I'm arresting for DUI. Turn around and put your hands behind
me. The last name does sound a bit familiar, but are you from around here? Did I go to school with your
Were you just at the French Laundry with Gavin Newsom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. Well, good.
We got a break for the news. We'll be right back.
Piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they...
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Scheduled to fly from U.S.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Flores is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years. Grab your ballot and vote Judy Flores for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level by sending letters to the governor and legislators. She has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Flores has my vote.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Brown
Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Paskenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm sorry, Liam, that look I gave you was because, for some reason, I forgot it was 8 o'clock.
It is all right.
Okay, thank you. I didn't scream and yell. Everybody, it is Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is something you really shouldn't be saying. Oh, happy Memorial Day. That's a day that we remember those armed forces members who fell in combat, in the line of duty, in protecting our country. That's what Memorial Day is. There'll be two ceremonies today, one at the Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock, and one in Anderson at their cemetery there at 11 o'clock also. So please pick one of them and just go out. You don't have to sing or anything like that, but you can just kind of pay homage to those who gave their lives for our country. People that Ted and I know that you expected to see them later on that day or the next day or after a mission, and they just never came back, at least not alive. 8:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You got the weather there, buddy. Ted?
The weather.
Ted?
Today, sunny with a high near 80. That's a pretty nice darn day right there.
It is going to be a great day.
That's a motorcycle day. North wind 10 to 15 mile per hour with gusts as high as 22. It will be a red flag day.
It is, and in fact, we're entering our second week of dangerous weather with the because of the high winds and the heat. So be aware out there. It's
here's
critical,
how that
they call it critical fire weather.
Yeah, and here's how that red flag day will help you. That American flag that you're going to put out in front of your house or in your yard, wherever it is, will look beautiful blowing in the wind.
That's right. Think about that. I'm looking at one right now that was planted by Boy Scout Troop 37.
Yep.
Sponsored by the Reading Elks.
There it is.
Out in front of our studio there, looking at an American flag blowing in the wind with the sun coming through it. It is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
In fact,
gorgeous.
I just saw a Reading Elks guy go by.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. You know what I did this morning? As I was getting ready to leave, I hopped out of my truck, and I saluted my flag.
That
and my
was
flag
in your yard?
Pole that has the of course, the United States flag and the Marine Corps flag that was given to me as a surprise gift by two good friends of mine, Ted Leidy and Mike Huber. I came back from a weekend, and Lindy kept acting strange about, oh, let's go over here. Let's drive over here. And I went, Jesus, honey, we've been gone for 3 days. I'd just like to get back home. Well, I have to stop here. It's not even open. Oh, okay. And then because she's texting you two.
Yeah. We're dumping concrete. We're digging holes. It was Huber's idea to start with. And he called me up, and right before that, it was Christmas time, and so he called me up, and I said, "Yeah, that's great." So we went down to the flag shop on Hilltop, and got the flag and the pole, and it's fantastic.
Those are great people, too, down there.
Yeah, I love them.
I'm going to have them on and talk about it because they bought that business and they've expanded it, and just super, super people.
Yep,
anyway,
absolutely.
Again, thank you so much. And Huber, I know you're listening if you're awake, and usually are.
Oh, he's awake.
He's awake.
Doing something.
Yeah.
He's probably in the up at the coast in the sand with that
crazy buggy.
He came back.
He came back. He was racing all weekend, plus he was visiting his family and all that. He races that vet. His.
Oh, yeah. He races a vet. He's got some other car
he
races.
He races a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
A Mini Cooper.
It's nuts.
But good for Huber. They should call it the skate races. Okay. I'm here with Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy. And this isn't Man Up, but it could be.
This is like a Man Up morning show.
I want you to talk about your World Slam first, and that will lead me into my next set of questions. Okay. So, 6 different species of turkeys. Don't ask me to repeat them, but they're located where?
One is located in Florida only.
Okay, that's the Osceola.
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 Mm-hmm. And then one is located in Central America or very southern Mexico. We were down around the Mayan.
And what kind was that?
The Yucatan Peninsula. So that's an oscillated turkey.
That's down in southern Mexico.
Around Campeche.
Okay.
Mexico.
Then you had one in where? You got one here, of course.
Actually, believe it or not, you didn't get them here. The Rio, which is here in California.
Yeah.
We actually shot our Rios in Hawaii, of all places.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to Hawaii
to
shoot Rios when you didn't have to.
On the side of a
volcano.
Volcano, Mauna Kea.
Okay. The girls had a good time because you all were out running around, going up and down. You know, we used to, I don't know, did you ever jump? Do airborne stuff over in Hawaii?
No, I never did.
Because their drop zone is in a lava rock.
Oh,
I swear to God. You know, people, you watch them coming in.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Everything is lava rock there.
And if you take any lava rock from that island, they have people sending that stuff back all the time because it's a curse on it, supposedly.
Oh.
And I didn't know if you knew that. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So then you hunted in Hawaii. Then where?
Let me think.
I can
tell you where you went because we all were going, where are they now?
Yeah.
After Hawaii, we went to Alabama.
Alabama.
And then Tennessee.
Okay, what was in Alabama?
Eastern turkeys.
And
Eastern
Tennessee turkeys. Was?
Eastern. Also.
Okay.
So you, one and one each.
One there. And one each. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, see, that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
And then you went up to Oregon and Idaho.
We went to Washington.
We went to Washington, and the turkeys were, it was a little early for them there.
No joy.
Well, I shot one there, fortunately.
Okay.
I did not. I got blanked.
Ted. So Ted had a whirlwind trip to Idaho where he, and now keep in mind, Ted shot 2 each of a single season World Slam. The intention was for both of us to shoot 2,
right.
But I got a little bit greedy the Yucatan and ended up passing on several birds because...
You wanted a bigger one.
I wanted a bigger one.
You wanted bigger than Ted's.
Ted set the bar pretty high with a turkey that had 2 and a little over 2-inch spurs. So,
and those are on the turkey's legs, and a 2-inch spur is huge.
Yes, so, it is huge.
It's huge.
Okay.
And so...
Okay, so...
So he calls in all these birds in the Yucatan and starts passing on them because, you know, he's spur checking them because he wants to beat Ted.
Things we tell our kids.
That's
kids we tell in the Jake class, we don't care how long those spurs are.
Yeah,
if it's got a nub of a beard, we want you to harvest a turkey. Don't try and wait because you know, just like with this professional hunter here, one of the best in the world, he missed out.
Well, he got his oscillator
you
wings
got
down
yours.
There, but he didn't get a second bird. We were each trying to get 2 in each location, so we
did
double.
Now, did you get 2 in each one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you got a double.
I got a double
World Slam, but you got the World Slam, and that which is unusual. Okay,
single season.
I remember single season. Some people will take years to do
a lifetime.
It. Yeah,
to finish.
So you all were doing it all 1 year and or 1 season. So then you, I know you ran up to Idaho
I ran
because
to Idaho.
You were coming back for something that. didn't we? We had to do something, and you called it. You called me first of all. You called me on the road, and then you were 2 o'clock in the morning. You were still on the road.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, we were. I that was like a 36-hour road trip.
You went up, shot both of them. Now was that the last? Oh no,
no.
Then you had to go back to Mexico again for a what?
Gould's
turkey. So that was, but that's closer to the border, right?
Yeah, around. It's up in the Sierra Madre. About 6,000 feet, I guess. Yeah. How far do you think we were from the border? About 4 or 5 hours?
Four hours.
A couple hundred miles.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I have set this up, and because I got to take a break, and then I'm going to talk about what happened in your last hunt, the one you were just at in on the Sierra Madre. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And, guys, what can I tell you? I was a hero for Linda's birthday.
Oh, it was Linda's birthday, and you were the hero. You went to Four Winds Jewelry?
Went to Four Winds Jewelry. I got some old pawn, one of those squash blossoms. And I tell you what, she could not have been happier. And they have, by the way, they have more there. They keep them in the back. But Rebecca's more than happy to show them to you if you're interested in this. I tell you what, they're one of a kind. And they have those. But they have a whole selection of jewelry, not just those. They've got, you know, they've got everything from Native American like that to estate jewelry, ones they specially designed themselves. They're great people. They have, like I said, a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You get your watch repaired, go in there for batteries, everything. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn up. Every back road in this town, I find a field. I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive your truck.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak
steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business since 1993. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have our insurance with Judy. And I can tell you, with all the craziness going on in the stock market and everything, maybe you need a second opinion on your retirement plan, your 401ks, your investments. We'll give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy. We've been talking about something that very few people, and this is about hunting, and the reason I'm setting it up like this, this is something where they went on a world slam. And one season, it's very, very, very rarely done. And Ted went to a double where he took two turkeys at every spot, which makes it even rarer. Perry was on track to do this, but then Ted got the first turkey and Perry wanted a bigger one and it never happened.
Hey, and that's what it's all about, right? Yeah, right. Competition.
So then you went down to Sierra Madres,
mm-hmm. four or five hours
Goulds. To the Goulds down in Mexico. And you got the turkeys. Great experience.
We were at a great lodge. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing in Mexico. So we flew into Hermosillo, and we drove for three and a half hours up into the Sierra Madre. And then we went to this tiny little town, Yakota, and, you know, a lot of dirt roads and chickens, right? Which is cool. And lots of partying. We're there for Mother's Day. In Mexico, they have Mother's Week, the mothers stay home.
Madres, bueno.
Oh man, yeah, they laugh because that's where the mothers stay home and do the work and the men stay out all night partying. I mean, when I say all night, we had a cantina right next door to the lodge and it was rocking all
night. You never went there though and had any cerveza, did you?
No, we stayed pretty much in the lodge because, you know, we're strangers in a strange place, so we don't want to get too, you know, and I mean, we were deep, deep, deep. deep.
And we're getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning.
Okay. Right, yeah. So you went out and you got your gold.
We got our gold. We hunted and we got our gold.
So that's it. That finished it for you.
Yeah, we were good, John.
Okay. The celebration was on.
Yep.
So then you were driving back to where you could catch the plane.
Hermosillo, yeah.
Hermosillo. What happened?
Well, we come upon a large Dodge pickup, four-door, and they were going real slow on the highway, and they waved us around. So we passed them. And you know what I thought? I was actually not paying too much attention. I'm looking at my phone, right? It's a good situational awareness moment for me. And I glanced at them as we drove by them, and I saw three guys, 20-something guys, in camouflage inside this vehicle.
Probably hunting ghoul turkeys.
No, yeah. No. They were Mexican, right? So I'm thinking to myself, well, it could be if this was America, those guys would be pot growers. Right? Okay. They'd be cannabis cultivators.
Okay.
You see them, you know.
Yep.
Expensive truck, 20, 30-something, no real job. I mean, they have a real job, but, you know, different.
Right.
So how long, Perry, after that did they come upon us?
10, 15 minutes max.
Yeah, they come right out, and they're tailgating us. So our outfitter, Jorge, waves them around, right? You figure the kids in a rush now. They weren't paying any attention. Now they're in a rush. They passed us in a wide spot in the road, and then they turned in the road and blocked it and got out with automatic weapons and started yelling there from the Salazar cartel and to exit the vehicle with our hands up.
Okay, so if you weren't quite listening, the car blocked them off. They jump out with real assault rifles, and yelling there from the Salazar cartel, which is big in that area. Then what happened?
Well, we got out.
Well, we were, you know, it was almost like time stood still.
It was surreal.
Yeah. But in this, I mean, this happened over 5 or 6 minutes max, right? And of course, you know, Ted and another friend of ours were in the back seat. They had already exited. Our friend that has facilitated the hunt, and he'd been doing this for 30 years. I'd been there many times. I was in the front passenger seat, with a assault weapon trained on me and two guys on the other side with the same. And they were talking with the driver, who was our
now, y'all were out of the car at that point?
No, we were still in the car at this time.
Okay.
In the front.
In the front.
Ted and the other gentleman were out by now.
Yeah.
But
what happened when you got out?
Well, they just stuck a gun in our back and pointed and told us to keep our eyeballs out in the desert.
Yeah. Put your hands up.
They didn't want you looking at them.
And then they poked you, and then you had the gun up against your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm asking the guy, our friend, I'm like, Jorge, what's going on? Is this real?
Yeah.
And he's saying, and he was, you could tell he was alarmed as well, but his negotiation with him, cause he's a pretty upstanding, gentleman in the facility.
In that area.
Yeah. And so anyways, you can hear him. This is the worst part, is you can't understand what they're saying, you know? And so you can hear him, with the word Americano in the conversation every once in a while. No, I need the truck to take the Americanos to Hermosillo. And, so he overemphasized that. And I think there was some reason behind it. But,
So then you got out of the truck.
Well, they asked us to get out of the truck, and Jorge says they want the truck. So, I exit the young guy on my side is like, take off your sunglasses, and he said it in Spanish. I'm like, no Espanol. And then he tells, you know, he motions for me to take my sunglasses off. They wanted to see my eyes, obviously, and get out of the vehicle. So I get out, and my phone was sitting on the center console. So I reach back in for my phone, and he immediately puts the weapon on me and says, no. And I'm like, no, I got to have this. This is the only way I'm getting home.
Right.
You know? And so he communicates with one of the other, banditos on the other side of the vehicle, and they let me take my phone.
Okay.
So
you kind of felt like when you let you take the phone, it was kind of like, okay, maybe I'm going to have another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, we never knew it was a controlled or finished situation in our favor.
No. Yeah. Because I couldn't understand what they were saying. So all I knew is I'm on the side of the road with my hands up, automatic weapon in my back, and, you know, it's funny how you resign yourself to the facts pretty quickly. I mean, you're just like, hey, this is a done deal.
I like your thoughts. You weren't thinking of me or Lisa or anything.
No.
It was like, I'm going to end up in a ditch.
I just didn't want to die like some coyote, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Then I thought, well, honestly, Jorge is kind of the focus because he's the one talking to them. If it gets bad enough, you know, they're going to if they start shooting, they're going to probably shoot him first, right? I mean, that's the way I thought about it. I thought, well.
And I'm in the passenger seat. He's in the driver's seat still before we exited the vehicle, and I can see this weapon, and I'm kind of leaning more back because I'm in the line of an exit wound or something, right?
Right.
And,
did they have their fingers on the trigger?
You know, they the guy on my side never really exercised his finger inside of the trigger guard,
yeah.
But it was around there. They weren't. But on the other side, our other friend, they actually had the weapon in his back, pushing him to the back. He felt the barrel of the weapon.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So they weren't. They were serious. Let's just say that.
Okay.
They were serious.
They were cartel members who wanted the truck.
Okay. Now, Liam, we're going to go past the break here a little bit because I'm going to finish this story. Okay, so now Jorge is saying he's mentioning Americanos, and I'm sure he's saying things like, you don't want to, you know, I mean, hey, these are Americanos, and you're going to get the government into this, and blah, 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 blah. So then what happened?
Well, Jorge says they want the truck and unload our stuff. So in hindsight, you know, you're not thinking about it in the moment, but when here we have all of our hunting gear, including our weapons that are in cases.
Right.
Of course, legal locked, you know.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
On the white line of the highway, unloaded. All the stuff out of the truck unloaded. They just wanted the truck.
So they were, keep your stuff. We just want the truck.
Well, we didn't know that's what was going on because we couldn't understand them.
Yeah.
So finally, Jorge says, unload the truck. And so we unloaded that truck. I mean,
grabbed everything of ours.
I mean, it was quick.
Yeah.
And then they hopped in and took it and left us on the side of the road, of course. So we had to high step.
Well, of course, before they left, and this was probably to me the most harrowing moment, is they had all four of us stand on the white line, turn around with your hands up. And they're all three behind us with the weapons trained on us.
Oh, yeah.
After the fact, Ted and I both conversed that, you know, hey, we're waiting for that first pop. As soon as we heard that pop, we're charging because
I'm not going to go down without.
Yeah, we're not going down in the ditch like a coyote.
At least there'll be something, you know, but the only plan you could ever make.
That's the only plan you have is if you're going to die.
Hope you're not the first one.
Die on your feet.
Hope you're not the first one.
Which, in hindsight, afterwards, you think about it and process a little bit. They were not going to kill us because they let us unload all of our stuff. They never shook us down. They didn't take any of the stuff.
They let you get your phone.
And the gun. The guns.
Yeah.
And the guns.
Yeah, let us your guns, yeah.
Well, they don't want shotguns.
Well, what good
they
would
didn't
they
know
do?
What
then?
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right, but they just... Yeah. Now, somewhere in there...
Well, here's the thing. That's why we know it was a setup, because they knew what we had already and weren't interested.
Yeah.
Those were gun cases. They don't know who we are. They could have opened that up, and it could have been a $20,000 sniper rifle in there that would have been a trophy to them.
Yeah.
But they knew it was in those cases already. That's why they tossed
it. So probably somebody from the...
little town.
From the town told them about this. But the other thing on this is the fact they let you do that was, you know, in the phone. But see, you don't think about that right then. You're just knowing some guy's got his gun up against your back, and then they put you on the white line, and they were probably, you know. And then they just get out of our way. You got your stuff now. And then one of them jumped in the truck, and they drove off.
They sped off. Well, here's what they did. They went down, turned around, and went back the way they came, screaming as they go by us, Salazar cartel or whatever.
You know,
here we did. We took all of our stuff and moved it to a wide spot in the road.
Right.
Well, Ted and I, in our wisdom of defense, immediately opened up and loaded our guns.
Yeah.
Because if they were coming back.
12-gauge.
Why would they come back? There's only one reason to come back.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, they live down in the other area.
Or
to shoot you.
They live behind us, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so the friend that was with us had a friend at the Border Patrol, right? And he contacted him, and he said, yeah, it's really weird that they don't normally, they take the guns, you know. The fact that they didn't take the guns, you know, they know not to mess with the Americans because they're going to bring some heat, right? You know, unfortunately, a dead Mexican on the side of the road, no one's probably going to think anything, but you get three white, you know, Caucasian Americans.
Yeah, Anglos.
Someone's coming for you.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's going to cause problems. After you passed them, they could have been making a phone call to their boss saying, do we do it? And obviously they said, don't hurt anybody, but take the truck.
Right.
Yeah. Or
because they weren't high enough in the cartel to be killing, you know, Americans. That's a big deal. But the truck, hey, whatever. You know, they probably got clearance to take the truck. Right.
Okay. The question, and you've already answered it. So which one of you guys, after they left, went behind the bushes to pee?
Well, I'm here to tell you, we were high stepping. We were on a high because once they left, and we were schlepping our stuff towards Hermosillo.
Okay, now, Hermosillo is how far away?
Still another 2 hours.
2 hours.
Okay, and they left you there. So there you are walking, and I've seen the photos of you two, of y'all walking down the road.
Yeah.
At that point, you probably wished you had wheels on your on your luggage.
Yeah. We didn't have to go far, and we waited, and really it was probably 30 minutes, and we got a ride. It wasn't the best ride, but thank goodness it was a ride.
It was the back of a truck with chainsaws and all that stuff, and it held together by rope, but we didn't care.
You didn't care.
We were still high. We were still high when we got to Torpico, which is another little small town.
But, you know, in all honesty, Ted and the other two fellas jumped with all of our gear in the back of this pickup, and it was just a single cab pickup that was held together by ropes and twist ties and whatever else. And every time it got over 45 miles an hour, it sounded like the wheels were going to fall off. And there's two young Mexican guys driving this vehicle. They seemed harmless and nice, but here I was in the front, unarmed, and they were still Mexican guys. And we didn't know if they were taking us to some new predetermined destination or what.
They would pull over in a wide spot in the road. Everybody would like stand up like, what's going on? What are we doing here? Why are we stopping? Remember we stopped in that one right in front of that gate?
Did you have the guns loaded then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but to make so we can go to break is y'all made it back to Hermosillo.
Yep.
And then you could get in your plane.
Yeah, we caught our plane.
We were there that afternoon, and we definitely had a cocktail right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question.
Might have had maybe more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the Salazar cartel.
Yeah.
Said hello.
You know, it's too bad because we, you know, Jorge's like, there's no way we can go to the police. I'm like, why not? He goes, because they're as bad as the cartels. And besides that, they're scared to death of the cartels.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're so happy that you made it back. And you know what? It puts kind of an exclamation point on this world slam that you all did that very, very, very few people ever do. And it kind of puts an exclamation point on it. And it probably tells you you don't want to go down and hunt cool turkeys there again.
Probably not.
Southern Mexico, you had no problems.
It was very nice, Southern Mexico. But you know, the closer you get to the border, the more dangerous it is because that's where they're concentrated.
Well, their cartels are there because they're pushing people across the border and they're fighting it out among themselves. So.
Yeah, this border guy, this was an interesting thing. He said, whatever you see on the news, times it by 10. He said there's gunfights every day at the border and not between U.S. Border Patrol and the cartel, but between the cartel and the cartel.
Oh, sure.
Fighting for power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you're talking about machine guns and tracers and all those kind of things.
Oh, it's nuts. Okay. They have whatever they want.
All right. We need to take a break here. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's his birthday, and we celebrate his birthday Saturday night. And he's just, you know what? It's very fortunate that Casey Fatch is in charge of Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have been moving forward since the day he got there. And not that they didn't have good people in the past, but he has done a lot of things. The 5150 ward to take people that are a danger to themselves and to others off the streets. The new practices like the TAVR valve replacement, and next year they're going to be a teaching hospital and bringing residents in there. They're in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute in the United States. This and many, many other reasons is why Shasta Regional Medical Center is the number one medical center in our area. Healing starts there. We'll be right back.
I'm writing this down in the trench mark. Don't scold if it isn't so neat.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Fleurys is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years. Grab your ballot and vote Judy Fleurys for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level by sending letters to the governor and legislators. She has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Fleurys has my vote.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomwaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points. Its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy. Financial strain. All made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness. Rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Shaking her fist and the eagle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Toby Keith in the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And I think he was playing, I think he travels to, he makes trips over to see all the soldiers and Marines and airmen. And it sounded like a live one. He was there at one of the bases. So
I love entertainers that do that. I saw Lee Greenwood on Fort Bragg in about 88, 89, you know. And it just affected me. You know, I mean, he's a really good musician and a good entertainer. I mean, he plays the saxophone and the piano and all this kind of stuff. But we saw him on an open where we worked out on our on the track right there. Across the street from our barracks, and he was really, really good. Free. He did it for nothing.
Well, and speak of performers and military. Yesterday, I was on Channel 9. I was watching the annual Memorial Day concert in Washington. Right. And of course, they had some big folks there. And Craig Morgan performed.
Oh, he was there, huh?
Yeah.
You know, he's one of our favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And
a retired soldier. Did you know Craig Morgan was a retired soldier? People don't know that.
Yeah.
20 years.
But just the, what those folks put back is just great, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is constantly, doing something for the troops. He lived, right across the street from me in the 82nd Airborne Division. Craig Morgan did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Wow. He, did not finish. So he did, I think, 4 years active or 5 years active. Then he was in the reserves and during all his concert, during when he was, you know, becoming up as a country singer and becoming a star and all that, he would actually go drill with his reserve unit. Right?
Wow.
So
yeah,
he took the time to do that for all those years.
It's you know, it's funny. They there was a time back in the 70s that we started bringing to the Marine Corps base Quantico out of D.C. We started bringing staffers of the congressmen and senators in to give them kind of like a John Wayne or, you know, day where they got to ride around in tanks and shoot machine guns.
A John Wayne day.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
We call them John Wayne days.
I love that.
Because some of the congressmen and senators had been in the service back then, you know, but their staffers had not been. And since it's the staffers that write and do all the research, we wanted just to introduce them into what we did and talk to Marines and all this. And they had a great time out there. Who doesn't like shooting a machine gun? Come on. The personalities at night who have gone to one of these things. David Letterman actually once said, oh, this is fun. This is fun. But so we didn't introduce them to the military because those are the ones that are doing all the research and writing opinions for these senators and congressmen. And now it seems like we've got a more and more veterans that are running for office, and there are PACs out there political action committees that have been set up that to help veterans get elected.
Not all of them are
hardcore conservatives. Duckworth out of Illinois lost both her legs, or one leg, in combat. She was a pilot, and she's not a conservative. So it's not just conservatives that run if you're a veteran, but more and more veterans are running, and I think that's a good idea.
A lot of them are conservatives, though. I mean, I know you have the outlier, but why do you think that a veteran would end up being a conservative? Why is that?
Well, I think that it's a lot of it's the way you're raised. I just think that you've taken responsibility. You've taken responsibility for leading men and women, in many cases, in combat, and you're not going to get back into that unless there's a good reason, which is very important. They're also going to make sure is that our military is strong enough to be able to, you know, to fight a two-ocean war, which I don't think we can right now. But it's also to take care of those veterans in the VA. I mean, our VA system, while it's better, is still got a lot to be brought up to. I mean, we still got a critical shortage of doctors and nurses, in like 132 of 140 facilities. And then Homeland Security wanted to pull VA medical personnel and send them to the border.
Border,
And I, you know, I don't know what happened with that. And because, you know, it hit and then it kind of disappeared. So I'm going to go back and see if I can find out.
I don't think it went anywhere. I think it was a good idea from somebody and then it didn't go anywhere, which is good because it's a horrible idea.
It was a crappy idea to begin with. And, to take away care from our veterans to give them to illegals that are coming across the border. Probably half of them, probably two or three of them from the Salazar, cartel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here and then we'll finish up the show.
Right on.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
Oh, that's my spot.
This is Ted and Logan and Tim, man. That's right. Man's last stronghold.
Those are my people. I'll be there on Wednesday.
And I'm sure Perry will start going there now that
Perry still has a stylist.
A stylist?
Yeah.
Does she put mousse in your hair?
Oh, she doesn't do the mousse.
She doesn't do the blow dry. I mean, she gives me a nice high and tight, and she's really easy on the eyes.
That's horrible. You know, it's so
Ted went to a stylist for 20-something years.
I did, man.
It was like a marriage ending. But he's at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments only. Give him a call at 244-9478. It's a great haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. Perry, maybe now that you've had a gun pointed at you, you might want to go down there.
And my hair is still growing, darn it.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
We need all units to
violent crime right
California under siege.
Are gang related
criminals set free?
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims
ignored.
Dad, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line. Tonight, American soldier, I'm an American.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Memorial Day with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and myself, Carl Watt. And today we've got two celebrations of Memorial Day. I say celebrations in memory of those who have fallen in combat. And it's not just right there, you know. People who were doused with ancient orange are still dying out of Vietnam. Just lost another one just the other day, Randy Sprague. Two of these today right here in our local area. One down at the Civic Auditorium at 11 a.m. and the other one at the Anderson Cemetery at 11 a.m. also. So if you get a chance, go on down there and think about those who have died. Ted and I have been in several combat tours, and we know people. One who literally, I saw her, and she drove down the block and made a right turn and ceased to exist right then. And that was toward the end of our deployment. So I think that makes it, I don't know, it doesn't make it any worse for the parents, whether it was the beginning or the end, but when you're getting that close. And, you know, like, we have 30 days left in country. And then people come up with these great ideas. Oh, no, let's do this. Let's just drive down the road, IED Alley, and go into Ramadi. That's not a great idea. Well, no, we need, you know, we should do that. We should blah, 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 blah. Okay? So you do it, and you're thinking to yourself, I've got, you know, like 15 days left here in country, and I'm driving down this place. You've done it, Ted.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It's just you don't have a choice, so you do it. But
no, it's not your – you don't get to question it.
Yeah. Nope, that's it. So tomorrow we're going to have with us Stephanie Bridget. On Wednesday we're going to have Kathy Darlene Allen and the police. On Friday, Doug LaMoffa. Next Monday, Eric Jensen, who's running for district attorney, will be our guest. And then on Tuesday is election day, my friends. You know, if you haven't checked it since they redistricted the area, I've been redistricted. I am now in the second district. And that little slice goes all the way down. I lived right downtown, goes down to Court Street. So I'm in the second district, Tim Garman's district, and along with French Gulch, Igo, Ono, and Platina. And, you know, I'm going to start wearing my cowboy hat because I'm in the second district and all of that. So, make sure you're in the right district because it's changing. I didn't know about me. I should know about these things, but I didn't think I'd been redistricted, but I have been. Perry, you're in
the second district.
You're in the second district too.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to vote that day, we go to the Martin Luther King Center, drop our ballots off, which I love to do. And Ted, you are still probably in the first district.
I'm first district, yeah. Kevin Cry, Aaron Risner.
Okay.
That's the fight.
You know what? This is going to be such an interesting election. Now, a lot of people voted already. And I will tell you in the 5th district that it's been a pretty clean election down there. They haven't been any bombs thrown at each other. Unlike the 1st district, which is pretty, it's a pretty raucous election this year. So, okay, everybody. Memorial Day. Try to make one of the ceremonies. One down at the Civic at 11, and one in Anderson at the cemetery at 11. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. And if you can't make one of those ceremonies, just remember Memorial Day. It's about those that gave it all for our American freedom. So remember, as you're celebrating, the way that you can celebrate your freedom and memorialize these soldiers that gave it all for us is just